Clark, you could spend your Freedom Day at the DHL Cape Town Stadium. Stormers take on Leinster in what every game now is a playoff. We're giving away three sets of double tickets. So simply call him, drop your name, and the first three callers, you'll get to see the Stormers against Leinster tomorrow. 021-446-0567. You can, of course, go to Ticket Pros, ticketpros.co.za. A kickoff is at 7:15. I don't have a season ticket, but with tickets for R60, I've been to a number of games. And John Dobson, Stormers director of rugby, was only my second game which I saw a Stormers loss last week. In fact, Zoe has been to three Stormers games, including the semi-final last year. She's never seen the Stormers loss, so maybe she should come every week when we play at home. Seems to be the winning totem. John, good morning. How are you?
She has to come. I know it's 7 o'clock, but she has to come, and I'll get her a supporter's jersey. I can't leave anything to chance now. So if Zoe brings us luck, she's going to be there.
Because every game's a playoff game now. We're still in contention, but... I don't know if we're still in contention for a home playoff, but every game now going forward is important.
I mean, do or die. We could, if other results go our way, drop one more. But yeah, the hell of it. I mean, we were so wound up after last week. Our first coaches meeting started at 6 a.m. last on Monday morning, so I was 3 minutes late. So I heard your introduction to your show. It started with the Stormers. It's a mess for us because that game last week cost us, you know, at least a home quarterfinal probably, and we would have been 2 points behind the Bulls last Saturday night if we just done the job, and then we would be attacking, you know, probably we could have even attacked a home semi, and now we're under real pressure, and for us not to make the Champions League or the top eight would be just such a woeful change in where we are at the moment. Well, I know we're a better team than that, but it makes every game a playoff game now. Outside chance of a home quarter, but it's going to take another couple of results. But shit, we have to make sure we're in that. You know, we have to make sure we're playing Champions Cup rugby next year. Sorry, I'm not giving you a long answer. I know that we're good enough. Should we make the playoffs to go as far as we want? You know, I'm saying we can still win the URC, or we could be out of the playoffs. It's crazy. It's crazy.
What I notice is plenty of gain line advantages, getting over that gain line.
Yes.
And I saw that. It just never came to fruition. Plenty of chances occur over that advantage line, with particularly attacking backline play not coming to anything substantial. You're sticking to this plan against Leinster at the weekend.
Yeah, look, it's who we are. We want to play rugby. You know, I think you 10 years ago when Jacques Lienhoven was coaching here with Rusty, Alistair Goodseer, we used to win a lot, and they were great, and we're the best defence in Super Rugby, but we never got the four try bonus. So I used to feel sorry for Flecky, and that was because of our and the people almost weren't happy with that, even though we did very well. And then so under Flecky, the last one, we're trying to change the sort of the people in Cape Town want both. They want us to win, and they want to play us that rugby. It suits our personnel. It suits our Marnie Lebox, our Damien Willemses, our Warwick Lance, but our decision making last week was so poor. You know, if you're going to have a tight forward pass to Evan Roos 3 meters from our line, and that's just not clever. It's not even who we are. You know, that was so loose last week. I think we actually found it Leicester too easy. So you know, I think you remember the first 2 minutes. Suleiman's going down to go score a certain try. Evan would go under the poles, 2 meters from the line. They intercepted it, come up the field, and from a two set, they end up scoring. I thought we found it so easy. We got seduced into this as a easy vortex. It's just going to happen for us. It was just far too loose. So we're not going to change how we play, but I think just a bit of better decision making. Mm.
The dynamic is well known to Western Province and the Stormers organization. Jacques was a part of the coaching team, as you said before. Former Springbok coach. He is like now this aura of now Springbok World Cup winning Stormers coach. It probably would be nice to have catch up with a beer with him if you haven't already.
Yeah, I haven't. That's my personal weight issues. But I will if we get a win. He's a great guy. He's advised us a lot over the years. It's going to be very interesting because Norman Lake, our defence coach, is a real disciple of Jacques, and they exchange ideas and that. And only one of them is going to win tomorrow night. So it's going to be quite interesting. But it's a hell of a good relationship, you know. So it'll be annual, no matter what happens.
And you're very happy. You're now director of rugby. Last week announced the business of the Stormers getting going now. Far more control over who comes in, who goes, and the signing of the re-signing. Dan's going to be here for a while. He was one of the shining lights last week. Yeah. Dan, Evan, I'll say Damon when he did come on quite later. The shining lights of the Stormers last week, and you're very happy to keep him contracted to the Stormers?
Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, the exceptional guys last week were Evan and Dan. I don't think it was Marnie's best dad. But so, listen, I think Dan is, I know Andre Estensen's coming back here and Damon Dillons, but to me, he's the best local 12 by some stretch. I think he's very underappreciated, largely because of his injury history. But he's just the driver of the team, defense. He's the way. I've just never seen a player who's about to take a crash ball on the gain line with a smile on his face. I mean, but he's a Duplessis, so he's mad. So, but he's a big driver of the team. I think we announced a couple more extensions, maybe they'll fly in the next couple of weeks. So what makes me very happy is that we're going to keep this team together. Things haven't gone our way this season in every respect. I mean, Ospreys normally, even with that performance, even that loose, we're winning it by 20 points. So it hasn't been our best, but we'll fight till the end of this one. But I think it's just keeping the squad together. And obviously Kitsoff coming in and Schickeling coming in. They're really, really optimistic about the next couple of years. We haven't had all the disruptions in the past or the player exodus or all this stuff. Mm.
No, I'm very happy of the return of JD, but John Dobson, really appreciate your time. Good luck.
But don't forget to make Zoe have an afternoon sleep because she's got to be there.
Okay, I'll ask the mum. John Dobson, really appreciate your time. Yeah. Tickets available at Ticket Pros. Kickoff is at 7:50. Go and see the Stormers. You may even see Jacques Nienaber in the Leinster coaches box because he now coaches Leinster in Ireland. But kickoff is at 7:15. Tickets from 60 Rand available at ticketpros.co.za. Congratulations to Romeo in Milnerton, Clifford from Athlone, and Muhammad from Pinelands, who win our tickets today.